Beginning of this week's parasha, we have the mitzvah of Eved Ivri. And the Torah tells us an Eved Ivri stays for 6 years, and after the 6 years he goes free. But then, Yomar ha'Eved ha'avdias adonias ha'ishti v'sbonei lo eitzei chofshi. If he says, I'm not going to go free, I don't want to go free. Torah says he can go free. He says he doesn't want to go free. He says, V'gisho Adonai v'Elohim, V'gisho l'adelas o'al ha'mezuzo, V'rotso Adonai v'shozdo b'matzeya v'avodo l'olam. So then he gets his ear, and then he's an Eved for Yovel. So this is the din of Ritziah. And the famous Gemara in Kiddushin, Chav Beis Amid Beis, page 3 here in the packet, says, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai yedorish as hamikra hazeh kimin chomer. He would explain this like a necklace. I mean, he had a beautiful pshat to say in this chazar, in this pasuk. Why is the ear different than any other limb in the body? We want to punish him, so there are other ways of punishing. You can drill a hole in his arm. I mean, I don't know. Why do you have to drill a hole in his ear? Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ozen Sheshama Koli Al Har Sinai B'Shosh Amarti Ki Li B'nei Yisrael Avodim V'lo avodim lavodim v'holach zeh v'kono odo la'atzo la'atzmo yeirotzer. That this person that heard on Har Sinai when Hashem says ki li b'nei Yisrael avodim, that you're slaves to me and I'm your master, but this individual prefers to have another master. So he heard on Har Sinai ki li b'nei Yisrael avodim, and yet he doesn't want to accept that, so he gets bore a hole in his ear. So the Mefarshim discuss, so if that's the pshat, so then anytime you violate any Avera, you heard at Har Sinai that you're not supposed to steal, you heard at Har Sinai you're not supposed to do this, you heard at Har Sinai you're not supposed to do that. So why is it only by if a person wants to become an Eved? He can say that about anything. Ozen Shoshoma Lo Signov. Ozen Shoshoma Lo Socha Al Devela. Ozen Shoshoma this, right? But we don't find that we bore your ear for other Averis other than wanting to become an Eved. Oh. So there's a lot to say. The late Rav Chaim Yaakov Goldwicht, who was the Rosh Hashiva of Keren B'Yavne, so one of his most famous sichot, one of his most famous shnuzen, was about this topic. I mean, even before I went to Keren B'Yavne, I must have heard him say it. You know, this is like his vintage topic. So I figured to preserve the Mesorah of Chaim Yaakov Goldwicht, who many of you probably never even saw in your life. So I wanted to say over his idea, expounding upon it from other sources as well. And I even Xeroxed from his Sefer. Okay, so we'll get it piece by piece. Okay, but before we get to the answer that he gives, let's just see a little bit more in Chazal how the significance of the ear and the significance of hearing is very important in Chazal. Very interesting Gemara in Bava Kamma on page 4. On Pehei Amid Beis. Mm-hmm. Abba Rava. Kiteya es yado. In other words, this is Parakachovil. So Parakachovil discusses whether you do damages to individuals, one individual to another individual, and the type of payments that you have to be made. So Kiteya es yado, if you chopped off someone's hand, nosin lo deme yado, v'shevis. In other words, you have to give him the amount of his hand. And then Sheves is the amount of payment that he could have been doing a certain job and now he's not, so you pay him for that too. Shibers Raglo, you pay him the May Raglo Vesheves. Simeis Eino, Nosin Lo Deme Eino Vesheves. Right, so each limb, you pay for that limb. But says the Gemara, Chirsho, if you cause somebody to be deaf, no se lo de me kulo, then you have to pay for the entire body, not just for that limb. So making someone deaf is considered a greater hezek. Making someone deaf is considered a greater hezek from than any of the other nezikim. Chirsho, no sein lo deme kulo. Right? Anything else? Your pinky, you pay for the pinky. Your eye, you pay for the eye. Your nose, you pay for the nose. Chirsho, no sein lo deme kulo. So you see that we'll develop this idea shortly. You see that the ear, Chazal felt, is more significant than other limbs of the body. In fact, we'll turn right now briefly, and then we'll see it later, to Rav Goldbach Zatzal's Maimer in the Asufas Marochos. Now we'll just use it to look at his quotation of the Rabbeinu Yonah, which I neglected to put in the packet, which I should have. Rabbeinu Yonah in Shari Tshuva on page 12. And as I said, this was his most famous sicha, Rav Goldbach. I remember when he said it here in the Beis Medrash, and he said it many, many times. Look on page 12, in the middle, not exactly in the middle, in the you know where the quote on the right side, the chen, you know that quotation there, the chen omru rabosenu ki haozen nichbedes mishar heivarim. This is a quotation from Rabbeinu Yonah in the Shaar Tshuva, that the ear is more chashuv than other limbs. And he quotes this Gemara in Bava Kamma. Shim sime es eino. If you poked out someone's eye, you pay demei eino. But in chirsho, if you cause them to be deaf, then you don't only pay for the ear; you pay for the entire body of the person. Kisiya ovas avodas haozen b'shmo el atochachos. Right, because the ozen is what can change a person. Was whatever you hear, that is what can change you. Whatever you hear, whatever you listen to, that's going to change your internal being. Whatever you let into your ear. Amar Rav Seinu, Nafal Adam in Agag Mishbar Eivarv Sarach Ritiya V'Techboshes. I'll call Eivim Merav Etzim Etzomav. In the Hakadosh Baruch Hu Marpeh Kol Aver B'Tia Achas. Whereas if you hear right things, that can make you, somebody speaks to you in a nice way, that can totally make you a different person. What you hear, what's put into your ear, is going to change your whole being, because you can be influenced, you can be uplifted, you could, and therefore your whole essence is in what you're going to be listening to, your shmiah. So the word that he said, let me tell you the word, and I'll show it to you inside. The word that Rav Goldbach Zatzal always used to say is the reason, the pshat in the Gemara in Kedushin, that a person gets Ritzia because his ear, or his ancestor's ear, heard on Har Sinai, Ki li b'nei Yisrael avadim, v'lo avadim l'avadim. It's not because they heard other things also. But the idea is like this. Whenever you're an Eved to someone else, so the way he phrased it is, you lose your koach hashmia. You lose your ability to listen. Because even though physically you could hear, but it's, you don't give yourself the ability to be influenced anymore, because none of your decisions are yours. So you forfeited that koach hashmia. So since you forfeited that koach hashmia, so memela, that's why it's apropos to be rotzeya de ozno. And that's the idea, that in other words, as long as an individual is a ben chorin, so no matter what madrega he's on, he still has that potential to listen and to hear and to be mushpa. He can accept, he can listen to ideas, and then he'll see how it'll. But that's the yisod, that once he gives up his chayrus, so the mele, he gives up his koach hashmiya. And he always used to give the mashal, and it's quoted here in the sefer on page 12 on the arrow on the left side. Nitzayer na bedatenu, misha machar atzmo eved lachavetz chayim zatzal. Heim boro lachalutin shetanaya avduz b'vay ze lo yimnu klal me'avodot Hashem, v'kdush of Torah. Adama kana says lo migrash ma'ala gedola. He says like this, it doesn't matter who you sold to. In other words, if you sold to the Chavetz Chaim, then maybe it'll be good for you. I'm sure it'll be good for you. But you gave up your koach hashmiya. And to give up that ability, that freedom to listen and to be able to therefore get new ideas to listen to and think about and change yourself, that you're forfeiting when you no longer are a free man and the decision making process is no longer in your court anymore. That was basically his word. Let's see more on this idea of Shmia, as we'll see momentarily. The Gemara Ksubis on page 5 says, Dorash Bar Kapora, Mai dechsi v'yosei tiyeh lecha al azeinecha. Right, the Pasuk says in Kiseitze that yosei, you have to have a shovel on your belt, because if at the time of the war, right, the Rav Shacht always speaks about this, that the Machane Yisrael had Kedusha, and therefore it was a problem to go and relieve oneself in the Machane Yisrael, and a person had to have a shovel so he could able to cover up whatever thing left his body, he would cover them up. So that's the pasuk trat in the pasuk. But the Gemara darshins, al tikre azeinecha ela oznecha. Shim yishma adam dover she'ena hagun. Because if you hear something that's not proper, yanich etzba'o be'oznav. That you should put your fingers in your ears. In other words, you should close your ears, not to listen. V'hainu d'omar Rav Blozer b'vei ma etzboshal adam domos li seidos. Unbelievable Gemara. Somebody ask you, why do you think your hands, your fingers, are like pegs? Why? So you would say because that's the dexterity, this, that. No, the Gemara says the reason why they're pegs is so you should be able to put your ear, your finger in your ear if somebody's saying something that's not appropriate. So that's why the Torah created you this way, to be able to stuff up your ears.
Not so.
שאם ישמע אדם דבר שאינו הגון יניח אצבעו באוזנו. תנא דבי משמעאל בימי מאוזן כולה קשה ועל ירקה. How come, now the Gemara says, how come the bottom part of your ear, the lobe, is soft? For the same reason. שאם ישמע אדם דבר שאינו הגון יעקב על ילסוך. That if you hear, the reason why HaKadosh Baruch Hu created us with the soft ears is so we should be able to put the soft part and plug up our ear. Tana Rabbanan al Yashmiya Adam la Oznav Dvarim Betalim and they shame Nichvos Tchila Levar. The Maral has a lot of discussion of that, the Koach Hashmiya and the Koach of the ear. So he says first he wants to know on the first part of the Gemara, what's the idea there that if HaKadosh Baruch Hu already created us with the fingers to plug up our ears, so what is he creating us now with the, we have two plugs, double plug. So Rafagav Shekfar Baralo at Spos Mishupos, Kadesha Yosim at Spos Besochel, Mikol Mokom Tzorach Sheyeha Ozen Atzmo Sholem Belichi Sorin. In other words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted that the ear should be complete. And the only way the ear can be complete is if in the ear itself there's a mechanism of stopping things coming into the ear. And that's why in the ear itself HaKadosh Baruch Hu made the lobe so you could be able to stuff it up. Then look at the bottom. The daki reinu beinian zed dover nifla b'tzuras ha'adam ki ha'ozen shal adam tchilam chol eivarim nechshav pesach la'adam. He says that the ozen is basically the opening of the man. Sha'adam hu kemo bayis. A man is like a house. Va'ozen hu pesach. The ear is the front door. The dover zed b'yanu mekam mekom sech kedushin eitzor tziyah. V'chol dover shehi Pesach v'haschola. In other words, that is, you see, and especially at this point in your life, the first thing when you're learning, so the beginning is always what you, first you listen. First you have to listen and amass information, and that's, and then people, you know, take it in different ways. Some people, learn this way. Some people, but initially, everyone has to receive information from his ears. So the ear is the. The person is like the house. The ear is like the doorway. But kasher aschola mikulkol yimshachol kulkol acher mizeh. In other words, but if it's bad, that's what it means nichvos tchila, because the ear is the beginning. For od the arrow on page 8, yesh bezeh dover muflag maot ki ha'ozen shehu kemo pesach labayis hu nechshav tzuras ha'adam. That's your whole surah. What you're going to listen to, what you're going to take into your ears, that's your whole surah. That's why the cheresh is potter, because he can't. And then he goes on and says that. He goes on at the end of the at the end of the column. He says the same thing, like if you have a kli. So a kli is only a kli when there's a base kibul. Nechshav tzura, first word line, five lines from the bottom. V'vayda kein hu oitzel adam hu kibul kli kibul, shu mekabel haseichel, she'enu kli kibul, kashem cheir, she'enu mekabel batel menu tzuroso. Whereas if you have, what makes a kli metame, a kli eitz, if it's flat, it's not metame, it has to have a receptacle. So what's the human being's receptacle? The human being's receptacle is his shmiya. And that's why, and then the Maral says something similar in Chidushi Agados in Kiddushin, something similar to what Rav Goldbach was saying, but it could be it's a little different. And that's what the Shalah Al HaTorah in Parsha Shoftim says, Al Derech HaDrush, the Shalah after every Parsha has all the Inyanei Musar. Sometimes Al Derech HaPshat, sometimes Al Derech HaDrush. So this is a little bit more Al Derech HaDrush. He says, Shoftim v'shoftim titein l'cha b'chol sha'arecha. That you have to have policemen at the gates, right? Mikan yesh remez musar l'hadis na'an b'seif yitzira shiva sha'arim heim b'nefesh. That a human being has seven gates, seven openings. Two eyes, two ears, a mouth. a nose, etc. So you have to have sha'arim there. You have to have shoftim v'shotrim, meaning al elu sha'arim yosim adam latzmo shoftim v'shotrim. Kolmer sheyishmer l'asmo tamid. A person always has to have a guard. Whatever he's letting in to these seven openings, he has to shoftim v'shotrim titein l'chol b'chol sha'arecha. Meaning al derech hadrush, every shar, every opening in your body, there has to be a strong sense of knowledge of what's going into that shar. So our discussion now is particularly the ozen, and that's how Rabbeinu the Maral calls it. That's the base kibul. That's the base kibul of the person. And then he says a similar thing in the Chidushei Agados. But that's what Rabbeinu Yonah says in the Shaar Tshuva, that is ozen is the. He goes first. He says the cheshivas of the eyes, but then he says, but the ear. That's the most chashiv. On page 14, we have a pasuk from Parshas Ki Tzetzeh. We have a famous halacha on Parshas Ki Tzetzeh, which is very strange. Ki yele ish ben soro umorev. Right? This kid is a rebellious kid. Einenu shomea b'kol avi v'kol imo. V'yisru oso v'lo yishma aleihem. And he doesn't listen. And basically, you know, he's a rebellious kid. He did a little thievery, a little this, that. Nothing too bad yet. But we're afraid that eventually he's going to start killing people. So we say, let's kill him before he kills people. Right? Yomu zakai v'al yomu schayev. Ben sor mora is nidon al shem sofer. Right? That's the famous halacha. That you kill him because it's inevitable that he's going to eventually not find what he needs, and he's not going to find enough money, so he'll start killing people and get their money. And therefore we say, so instead of having him kill people and then he's really in hot water, we'll kill him before he kills us, so to speak. And that's the din of Ben Soro Mora. So the Rabbi Eliyahu Mizrahi, and this is the Mizrahi Chumash. In other words, in the old days you had to get the Gurariyeh together with the Mizrahi, and the tiny print is like you can pull out your eyes. But now that you're going to get a separate Gurariyeh Chumash and a separate Mizrahi Chumash, everything's good. So now everyone has good eyesight. So the Mizrahi asked the famous Kasha. Ben Soro Mora, so we judge him for what's going to be in the future. Afal Gabi Yishmoel. In other words, you're helping Yishmael. He's going to kill your kids in the future, and you're helping him out, giving him water. So what does Hashem say? I don't look at people what they're going to do in the future. Right now he's innocent. I'm going to help him out. So the famous Kasha, the Mizrahi ask, and others ask, is how come Ben Soro Mora, he didn't do anything so bad yet, but we look into the future and we say it's inevitable he's going to do bad, so we kill him now, but how come we don't say Basher Husham like we say by Yishmael? That's his kasha. Masav Shalachshav Unidonuf, Velolufi Mashosi Losos. So Frekta the Mizrahi, so what's the difference? Shani Hosim Shaddai Lohiskil Ba'oso Avera, Shaltz. Some of Lomina Volumiksosa. Haha Kvar Hiskil Vishoso Shalosim. In other words, here already he's doing Maisim. Here he's already doing Maisim. He's already stealing. He's already doing something. Yishmael didn't do anything yet. So therefore, he didn't do anything yet. Then we're going to say Bashar Husham. But already he did bad things, even though you didn't do super bad things yet. That's the teretz of the Mizrahi. So there is another teretz that Rabbi Willig said over in a Sichas Musar several years ago, and I discussed it last night with his brother Rabbi David Willig, and he said the original source of this vort is from Rav Matzisyahu Solomon. He heard from Rabbi Isaac Bernstein on a tape in the name of Rav Matisyahu Solomon, and who gave a different teretz to for this kasha. And he says like this: the difference between the Yishmael and the Ben Soro Moreh is very simple. Yishmael, we see, even though he might do bad things, but he still has his koach hashmiya. Like the pasuk says that his mother, veikach lo imo isham. They're trying that his mother got him a wife. He listened, He's still listening to his parents. Veikach lo imo isha. His mother got him an isha. He wasn't saying, "Oh, I'm not going to do what you asked me to do." The Ben Sora Moreh doesn't want to listen. He doesn't let any influence go into him. So Mamela, therefore, if he's not going to have any koach hashmiya, so then he's never going to be influenced. And it's inevitable that the way he's going down, he's starting now, that he's going to end up, who knows, in the worst of situations. So therefore, we do him a favor, we kill him now. But Yishmael, even though he's not a tzaddik, but he still has this koach hashmiya. We still see that he's listening to his mother, and his mother takes him an isha, and he listens to her, and that's the lashon Yishmael, the lashon shmiya. That's the yisod hadvarim to be mechalik. And I think part of this also is the discussion that we'll see shortly. The Mishnah in Pirkei Avos. That the Mishnah, it's really a brisa, it's in the sixth perek, that says that there are six things, the 48 Kinyanei Torah. So one of the Kinyanei Torah, of the 48 Kinyanei Torah, that you'll see here in the end of Pirkei Avos, quoted on page 18, is a Torah Nikrenes B'Shmias HaOzen. That one of the things that the Torah is acquired is Shmias HaOzen. So there is a pasuk in Tehillim, which we say every morning in davening, on page 15. Magid Devarav LeYaakov, Chukov U'Mishpatov LeYisrael, Lo Asa Chein L'Chol Goy, U'Mishpatim Bal Yidoum Halalukam. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives his words to Yaakov, his chukim u'mishpatim liYisrael, but for Goyim, he doesn't. So Pashup Shah means that the Choshen Mishpat we have, the Goyim don't have. Right? So Rabbi Willig mentioned to me that many years ago, Rav Moshe Feinstein came to the yeshiva and spoke in the library to the Orthodox Jewish scientists many years ago. And the one thing that Rabbi Willig says over from that drasha is Rav Moshe's interpretation of this pasuk that he said there. He says, what does it mean that we have chukim and they don't? The goyim also have chukim. They also have law books. So he says the difference is like this, that in the law and the legal system of the non-Jews, so if you buy all the books and you're somewhat intelligent, so you can read all the information and you'll master the science. You'll master the discipline to the T. Masha Ein Kain, when it comes to Divrei Torah, when it comes to Mesorah, it's Magid Devarav LeYaakov. There has to be an oral tradition from Rebbe to Talmud. In other words, you can't just go to the library and read all the svarim, and you won't know what's important, what's not important, what's a good svara. Like Rav Goldberg Zatzal says, you have to be able to be matchin, what's a good svara, what's not a good svara. You'll be totally confused. You just walk into the library and start taking svarim off the shelves, you won't know what you're doing. So you need an oral tradition so you'll understand what's important, what's not important, what you should be emphasizing, what svara we follow, what we don't follow, what's a pilpul, what's krum, what's derech hayosher, what's svara nechona. You have to have an oral tradition. You have to have the shmias ozen. So that's magid devar of Yaakov. That for Yaakov, there's an oral tradition. That concept of an oral tradition, the goyim don't have. But they might have their own dinim, but their dinim can be preserved without any oral tradition. We, our preservation of Torah has to, the kaf to come through an oral tradition. That's why it's very important when a person's in yeshiva to take advantage of going to shiurim, speaking to chaverim, to rebbeim, to receive the magid of Rav Yaakov. You'll always have an opportunity throughout life to look in, you know, different things, different svarim. But this oral tradition is of magid of Rav Yaakov, this koach hashmiya that you can have, which is the ikur evarim, as the Rabbeinu Yonah says, the ikur of the evarim, that you have the opportunity here in yeshiva. And that's the Magid of Rav Yaakov. The pasuk in Mishlei on page 17 says, Mesir ozno mishmoa Torah, gam tfiloso to'eva. That if a person doesn't want to listen to Torah, his tefillah will be to'eva. So it's like this. So Rav Chaim Shmulevitz, I didn't put it in the packet, but it's in the sichas of Rav Chaim Shmulevitz. You can look it up. He says pshat is like this. Are we talking about a person who doesn't learn? No. We're talking about a person who learns, but he doesn't want to listen to Divrei Torah. He doesn't want to hear from a Rebbe. He just wants to learn. So Mida Keneged Mida, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you don't want to listen to Divrei Torah. Meisir Asma Mishmoa Torah. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Mida Keneged Mida, why should I listen to you? And therefore, Tfiloso is Toeva. That's Rav Chaim Shmulevitz's pshat in the pasuk in Mishlei. There are others that have other pshatim, etc. I think in the past I've shown you the Sefer Rinas Chayil. It's all based on the one comment that the Vilna Gaon made in the beginning of his commentary of an Eishes Chayil, that Eishes Chayil, Chayil is the numerical value of 48. So besides the Pashup Shot in the Pasuk that's referring to the Eishes Chayil, the woman of valor, the Vilna Gaon says Chayil is 48, and it's referring to the 48 Kinyonim that it's mentioned in the Perek Vav of Pirkei Avos. And then he doesn't go on and tell you. That's it. He says Chayil is 48, and that's the 48th Kinyan. So this fellow from Eretz Yisrael decided that it must be pshat in the Vilna Gaon that all of Eishes Chayil is connected one of the 48 things of the 48 things listed in Pirkei Avos of the Kinyan Torah. And therefore, he went ahead and wrote a sefer, showing how each one of the Eishes Chayil is paralleled to one of the things that's mentioned in the Brisa of Pirkei Avos of the way the Torah is nikna. The Torah is nikna b'shmias ozen, b'dibu chaverim, b'diku chaverim, b'miyat shena, etc. And he goes and shows you. So it's interesting sefer. So the shmias ozen he pairs up with lechem atzlus lo sochel. That the idea is, look at the arrow, that by Hillel says that mi garam lachem she'ele mi bobel, that Hillel always said that atzlus shaisa b'chem shalom shimashtem k'shleg dole ador, that you didn't go to Shmayev Avtalion Shir to listen to what they said, that caused all the problems, and therefore I had to come and become the Nasi. And in other words, a person who doesn't come every day to listen to the Divrei Torah, so sometimes he has a good reason, but sometimes it could be just atzlus. And in other words, he really could come, but it doesn't put the effort in, and that's the Shmias Ozen. So he doesn't come to the Beis Medrash to listen to the Shir, that's Lechem Atzlus Lo Sochel. And then Hillel was the one who the Gemara says in Yuma that he never would miss a day. Right? Even when the Shomer Beis HaMedrash wouldn't let him in, he went up to the roof and he listened so he shouldn't miss out on the Divrei Torah of Shemariah of Avtalion even for one day. So this is the Shmias Ozen, and Tiferes Yisrael says it means to listen to Hakshava. And that's what the Panim Yafos writes, that Yoshua, on page 20, that was his Yomish Mitocha Oel. And that's Pshat, Chazal say, Adam Echad Elef Matzasi, Isha B'chol Eilu Matzasi, is going on the Elef Talmidim, that nichnosim lilmod, and only one comes out to be the mora hara. That's the isha b'chol eilu lomotzosik. Yadu kol mechiras mekabel nikra b'chinas isha. So rova mekabel me'ena. So he says that most people are not mekabel enough from their rebbeim. That's the isha b'chol eilu lomotzosik. A thousand people came, but one Talmud who was totally mekabel from his Rebbe, you don't find, and that's the Yeshua. That's the Yeshua who's totally mekabel. Lo yomish mitocha oel, never misses a day of shir, never, and even if he does, he makes it up, and he makes sure he totally utilizes the koach hashmiya to the greatest degree. So this is a big yisod of both sides, that a person should always listen. Always listen. Doesn't mean that you have to be a robot and have someone control you or something like that. But it's always good to listen. It's always good to listen, to hear Divrei Torah, to hear Divrei Eitzah. Then, you know, you don't necessarily have to have to follow everything everybody tells you. But you listen. You listen. It's important to listen. It's important to have that open mind to listen. It's important to hear Divrei Torah, especially in your young years here. It's important to be sensitive to your friends, that you can give someone chizuk, you can say something nice, goes into his ear. Shumu v'tchi nafshechem. So that koach hashmiya is what defines a person. That's why chersho, says the Gemara in Bava Kama, nosen lo d'mei kulo, because you ruined the person. You took away his koach hashmiya. That's why the Eved doesn't want to listen anymore. He can't listen anymore. Because even if he'd hear, like Rav Goloch used to say, even if he'd hear the most inspiring Musa Shmuz, he knows he can't change. So he doesn't he can't listen. And that's why Ratza Adonov es Azdo b'matzeya. So I think this is an important idea, and I think in the memory of the Rosh Hashiva, Zatzal, who to preserve that legacy of his fondness of this Maimer Chazal, of Ozen Shoshoma, of Koach Hashmiya, I think we try to serve him well.